Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Chulim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalit. So bei Behemi, you have to shecht the Simonim. The Kona, that's the windpipe, and the Veshet, that's the food pipe. So what happens if Shachar is a Veshet? He shechted the food pipe the way he was supposed to. But Upasak is Hagargeris. Instead of shechting, he ripped the windpipe. Again, let's go back to the all-important five basic halachis of Shechita, the things that invalidate Shechita. There would be Shia, which is pausing during Shechita, Drasa, which is pressing the knife into the neck of the animal, rather than moving it back and forth, Chalada, which is hiding the knife behind one of the pipes, the side furthest from the throat, and making the cut toward the throat. There's Hagrama, which is cutting either above or below the place where you're supposed to cut it, and Ikur. Ikur is tearing. Some Ashechs with a knife that has niches in it, that's tearing. So once again, Zakt HaHelga Mishnah, Shachar, he shechted this behemah, he shechted es HaVeshet, the Veshet properly, but Upasak is HaGageres. When it came to the windpipe, it ripped, or the other way around. I shechted es HaGageres, he shechted the windpipe, but Upasak is HaVeshet. There was Iker when it came to the Veshet. I shechted Echad Mehen. Or he shechted one of them, either the kana or the veshet. Again, the kana is the windpipe, the veshet is the food pipe. He shechted one of them properly. And then, instead of going straight to the second one of the himtila, he waited for the behemah ad shemesa until it died. So you didn't shech both simanim. Oy or, shehechelid es hasakin tachas hasheni upasakai. Again, we're going to keep hazarding this because this is really the site of all of Hilchas Shechita. Shia is pausing. Drasa is pressing instead of cutting. Chalada is what we're talking about now. Hiding the knife behind one of the pipes, the side furthest from the throat, and making the cut toward the throat. There's Hagrama, where he cuts, but either too high or too low, and Ikur, there's tearing. So now he shechted one simen properly, and then he did Chalada on the other simen. That's what the Mishnah means. I shehechlid as a sakin tachas hasheni. When it came to the other one, he comes in from the other side. Upasakai. And that's how he cuts the second simon, going in the wrong direction. You're supposed to go from the outside in. He went from the inside out. Again, the word hechlid means to hide. The knife was hidden from behind and came in the wrong direction. Some say the shorish of the word is chulda. Chulda, you may remember from Masechtas Bava Kamma, is an animal that tunnels underneath houses, that's hidden. So there's no shaila that in all these cases, you can't eat this meat. In regard to what halacha, would there be a machlaikis? Whether it's an avela or a trefa, what's the difference if you can't eat it anyway? Well, we'll soon see there's a big difference. Rabbi Sheva says, in all these cases, nevela. It's as if there's no shechita. It's as if this animal is a dead carcass. Not only is it also bechil, it's also metame. The behemoth that died without shechita is the same as if the behemoth died on its own. So if someone touches it or carries it, he becomes tame. There's just no tumas oil. Oil is only by a mace, by a human mace. But there's tumas maga, there's tumas masa. Rabbi Kiva says, no, trefa. This behemah that had one simon shechted properly has the same din as a trefa, even though you can't eat it, but the shechita is effective to remove the tumah. That's what the shechting of one simon accomplishes according to Rabbi Akiva. Klal, Rabbi Yesheva. Rabbi Yesheva gives us the following rule, and he says it, Meshum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Kol, any behemah, shendifsela b'shechitasa, that the etzem shechita was not done properly, And that could mean any of the five psule shchita, or if only one simen was shechted, it has a din of a nevela. Kol sheshchitasa keroi, if the shchita was done properly. But v'davar acher garam lalipasel, an outside factor, an external factor, tells us we can't eat this meat. Let's say we found a hole in the lung or something along those lines, one of the other treifas. So then we say it's treifa. Treifa meaning not nevela. It was shechted, but it's not netama. V'hoi deloi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was moided to Rabbi Yeshevav and reversed to Shita. He also holds that if the shchit is not done properly, including all these cases where there was only shchita on one simen, the animal has a din not just of a treifa, but also of a nevela, which is metama. So, if he shechts the food pipe, but rips the windpipe, or the other way around, or he shechted one of them and just waited for the behemoth to die, he didn't shecht the other at all. Or by the second simen, he did chalada, which means he hid the knife behind the simen and shechted in the wrong direction. In all these cases, l'chatchila we learned Rabbi Yeshevav says the shechita is totally useless. It's as if the behemoth died on its own. It's nevela, which is metamer. Rabbi Akiva said, no, can't eat it, but there's no tumah. It has the same din of a treifa. Then the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Yeshevav tells us the klal, Meshum Rabbi Yeshua, that any problem with shechita renders the animal a nevela. If the shechita was fine, but we found afterwards that there was some treifa in the behemoth, in some part of the behemoth's body, only then is it treifa. The Mishnah tells us that v'hoi delei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva later admitted to Rabbi Yeshevav that he was right. You see, the Halakha Tana min Amiraim, they had no problem admitting. They weren't looking to prove that they're right. They were looking to find the emes.